Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Saturday's flooding and rescues of stranded people in the Washington, D.C. area from heavy rain is just a taste of what's coming for much of the nation the next few days. CBS News meteorologist Andrew Kozak is tracking dangerous storms, flash flood threats, and dangerous heat with humidity.
High pressure, a dome of it across the south. That brings in the heat, that brings in the moisture, and then cooler air to the north. And when those two air masses clash, well, that creates showers and storms, which we will be tracking for the next few days across the upper Midwest, the plains, and the Ohio Valley. That's going to give us flash flooding concerns where we could, in some cases, be looking at 4 to 6 inches of rain.
In Arizona, the Dragon Bravo fire destroyed dozens of structures in the Grand Canyon National Park, including the historic Grand Canyon Lodge. Governor Katie Hobbs viewed the damage.
This iconic treasure of the Grand Canyon, so we're going to do everything we can to help support managing this fire and then get to rebuilding.
2 weeks after the massive deadly floods in Carr County, Texas, the number of missing persons has dropped way down from the previous last count of 160 to 3. KENS-TV's Alicia Neves has more from Austin.
City officials say the number has dropped thanks to the hard work of more than 1,000 volunteers. They add search efforts are expected to continue along the Guadalupe River. As for the number of those who have died, that stands at 107 in Kerr County. 9 people have died in Kendall County.
Police say Fernando Ramirez rammed his car into a crowd outside of a nightclub, injuring 30 people. He is now charged for assault with a deadly weapon, his car. More from correspondent Elise Preston.
Video shows bystanders pulling the driver from the car. When officers arrived, they found him beaten and shot.
We received reports that somebody in the crowd shot him. He is in the custody of Los Angeles Police Department, and we're looking at charges such as attempted murder and assault with a deadly weapon at this point.
It was a massive response. Upwards of 100 firefighters on the scene, 25 officers from the LAPD.
Police are searching for the shooter. President Trump's request that secret grand jury testimony regarding the Jeffrey Epstein sex trafficking case be released is now before a federal judge. But CBS's Willie James Inman tells us Trump isn't happy with people demanding more information.
On Saturday, Trump posted, "Even if the court gave its full and unwavering approval, nothing will be good enough for the troublemakers and radical left lunatics making the request."
Saying momentum of the negotiations must be stepped up, Ukraine's President Zelensky is proposing a new round of peace talks with Russia next week. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Constipation with belly pain that keeps coming back and back and back. If your symptoms keep coming back, talk to your doctor. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C. Linzess could help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
New legislation in Pennsylvania would set guidelines for judges in custody cases. for pets, not kids.
The bill's sponsor, State Representative Anita Kulik, was a practicing family law attorney for 30 years. She says a lot of judges treat pets as any other possessions.
Treat it the same way as, well, we're going to divide up the furniture.
Her bill would have judges consider who brought the animal into the relationship and who feeds it or takes it for walks. As for some of Kulik's fellow lawmakers who worry the bill equates pet custody with child custody,
that is not my intention, and that would never be my intention. There is nothing as important as our children.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Indiana Fever guard Caitlin Clark refused to let an injury ruin her WNBA All-Star weekend, so she was there mingling with fans at sponsor events and showing other players around her adopted hometown of Indianapolis. She also managed to get in some treatment time for her injured right groin. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price could have a couple of showers. Otherwise, we'll see gradually thinning skies as the cloud cover moves on out. Highs in the low to mid 70s, a light north and northeast wind. Tonight, partly cloudy skies and lows will drop back into the middle 60s. Currently, it's 68 degrees.
Thank you. Radio Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
see the light.
Dang and dang dang, ding and all ding, blue moon, moon, blue moon, dip, 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 moon, moon, moon. Dig it on.
So many days have gone by, prison walls of my mind. There's still a part of you left behind.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Down.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
We had a mountain of love. just about supper time. Over by the courthouse, they're starting to unwind. Four kids on the corner, trying to bring you up. Willie picks a tune out, and he throws it on the hum. Down on the corner, out in the street, playing the folk boys are playing, bring the nick up happy feet. Rooster hits the white coat, and people just got a smile. Lucas bumps a good face, hey.
Go
gonna sock it to me now. Ain't local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Chill I got, her lips are like a volcano that's hot.
I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh. Ooh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my head and what the chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh. Ooh. Yeah.
We'll be in love. time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. 'Cause I've left that girl so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call. But she'll just hear that phone keep on ringing off the wall. That's all. By the time I make Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly and call my name out low. And she'll cry just to think I'd really leave her. Though time and time I've tried to tell her so, just didn't know I would really go.